This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Our next guest is one of our favorites, a Power Hour favorite and staple. She's also a sponsor, LibertyHealthShare.org, of course, where you can share in your health expenses. It's a real good option. We'll get into that, certainly. But she's here to talk about just the medical profession in general. And, of course, Obamacare is involved with that, what have you. We're talking about Elena George. She's a board-certified otolaryngologist. She graduated from Princeton University with a degree in biology. And then, just to show off, she got a degree in microbiology. She is well-versed not only in what she's doing, her profession, but in the whole medical profession in general. What is going on across the board? We're happy to welcome Elena George to the Power Hour. Welcome back, Dr. George.
Thank you, Daniel. It's a pleasure to be back with you.
Absolutely. It's been a little bit since you've been on, and a lot has happened. The Trump administration has kind of taken hold here, the big debate about, you know, are we going to repeal Obamacare, are we not? We saw where that went. You had mentioned that probably nothing would be done. I remember one of the shows, I believe that's what you said. But something has been done about the mandate. Where are we? Is Trump administration making any difference in Obamacare, and what does that mandate being dead really mean?
I think the mandate is about choice, the loss of the mandate. Under the Affordable Care Act, everything was by coercion. You had to, they tried to force you to buy a product you couldn't afford and to stay within it under the penalty of being taxed. And with that being gone, that lets a lot of people who've been really basically under duress buying a product they didn't need or couldn't afford, they're now free. And they're free to look at other options, other consumer-based options that are really cheaper than what's going on in the medical healthcare system with the insurance industry. You know, Daniel, we have a two-tier system at this point. Those folks who are using their insurance cards to purchase medical services are paying a lot more than somebody who's using cash. They're also being told what and what they cannot have in terms of healthcare choices. And it's become more stark as the Affordable Care Act has unfolded.
Now, I know insurance, you know, I look at even my family, you know, I have some, my aunt and uncle are older, and they are in situations where they're almost forced to keep insurance. The health cost is so much, you know, when they're talking about job, insurance is the first thing on their mind. They're almost pigeonholed into that, their whole life decisions because of this insurance. Is that intentional or what?
I think it is intentional. It's about control. It's never been about health care. If you really look at who stood to gain and who helped craft the Affordable Care Act, it was the same parties that are driving up the health care costs. It's not doctors. We're only 7 cents of the health care dollar. It's the medical insurance industry. It's the hospitals with their horrible setup with 16-to-1 administrator-to-physician ratio. They're the ones sucking the money out of the pockets of the patients. You know, I'm thinking about this. I've been in practice since 2001. And, you know, when I first went into medical school, people came to the doctor and they paid cash. They didn't use their insurance card unless they were using or you know, going to have some high-ticket medical item like a lab or a surgery. But the first dollar was spent by the patient, and the costs were affordable, and you knew what they were. As soon as people outsourced that power to the insurance company, they took that ball and they ran with it. They're now tacking on all these administrative fees, but they're actually denying patient care on the one side and payments to doctors on the other. I don't even know what to say what it is. It should be RICO, honestly, where this is actually a well-thought-out system that you can take money from somebody, promise them something with a contract, and then pull the rug from both the patient and the doctor with impunity. I think that they're practicing medicine at this point. If they're going to say to a patient, it's not medically necessary, it's not covered, when there's a medical indication for it, there's a problem with that.
Well, you use the word RICO. I mean, it does. It sounds like racketeering to me.
Yeah. I mean, in terms of doctors, we can't even tell each other what we charge a patient for a procedure. That's considered to be outlawed to do that. Insurance companies can get together. Big pharma gets together with the pharmacy benefit management companies. The hospitals, because of the safe harbor rule, can actually get a kickback. Look, for example, if they have a medication on formulary and the pharmacy benefit management company works with them and they pick the right medication, they can actually pocket some of that money, that discount. It goes back to the hospital. If I tried to do that as a doctor, I'd be out of business. If you try to do that, we'd be put in jail. But this is actually a carve-out that Congress created called the Safe Harbor Rule that lets them do this. So they can charge as much as they want. They get a kickback for it, and they're happy as clams. But that's on the backs of patients and doctors.
My God.
Done with it.
My God. Okay, you said a couple. Let me go over, just confirm. You said three or four things that are just swirling around my brain right now. You said that 7%, or not 7, well, 7%, 7 cents of every healthcare dollar goes to the doctor. Only 7, 7 cents or 7%. That was stunning.
Correct.
And then you said the hospitals, the administration to doctor rate is 16. There's 16 administrators for every one doctor?
Correct.
And then you just told me
that, by the way.
Well, yeah, somebody's got, they're not there working for free. And then you just told me on Safe Harbor that basically these insurance companies can charge whatever they want. And then, I mean, what other word do you use? They can just take a slice of it right out of the pocket, put it into the insurance companies and extort it from the patients and the doctor. It's basically, I mean, the mob would love a racket like this.
I know. It's a sanction of the government, but it's not just the insurance companies. It's the hospitals, too. So they get money back for, having a prescription of particular medication on formulary. You know, that's why this is just a system that is set up to be a vacuum for money from the patient. And the people on the front line taking the heat are the doctors. We don't get this money. We don't get paid to order a test. I don't know who came up with that falsehood, but nobody gets paid for ordering a CT or sending you for a complete blood count. That's ridiculous. But because we're actually taking care of our patients and they're siphoning money out of the system, it's in their interest to make the doctor the fall person, because once they do that, the patients have us, because we're sitting right across from them taking the heat. Unfortunately, we don't control anything really anymore. The only time we do is when we decide that we're going to have a cash-based practice so that the patient knows what the cost is up front and there is price transparency. Those are the places that people need to start looking at, because if you do that versus a hospital, I mean, just think about this for a second, Daniel. You walk into a hospital, you go for a CT scan, and you ask them how much it is, and they tell you, I can't tell you till you've had it done. Who on earth would actually put up with that? Why would you put up with that?
Well, I'm going to put the question back to you. Why do we?
Because, I think we've been put, a fear of God has been put into the patient that you have to have health insurance or you're going to die. That has been the mantra for the past 8 years, and it's absolutely not true. And I'm going to make a very kind of a unsettling statement, but it's becoming more true as the day goes on, that you're more likely to have a bad outcome if you have insurance, because they're going to deny you care. I'm right now fighting with insurance companies to have a procedure done for a patient, and they just denied it out of, I guess they have their protocol and their algorithm. They just denied it. It has nothing to do with the individual patient. I now have to speak to a physician. I hope the physician's going to be in my scope of practice as opposed to a pediatrician or a psychiatrist, which has happened to me before. You know, they're on the payroll of the insurance company. With conflict of interest, anybody? So, you have to figure out
right.
The stance to gain and follow the money.
All right, there's two big big things that you brought up, huge things, the role of the physician. I want to get into that deeper. I want to go backwards a second because we've got about two or three minutes before the break. So let's address this, and then after the break, we'll get in role of the physician and what exactly is being done there. We're talking about denying treatment, talking about different options. It seems like, and we've heard several stories in several states, that the exchanges have been opened up briefly, different options were presented, and then the current insurance plans, they lowered their price, they presented more options, it was a much more free market system, it got better. Then the lobbies got involved in it, and they once again shut those situations down in those states, and the insurance went right back to where it was. That's what we've seen here in the last 6 months or so with this mandate being cut. Is that any comment?
I don't actually. I mean, I would think over time, and it's not going to be overnight, but when patients stop buying the stuff, because the mandate is the key. That's the only leverage patients actually have. If you withdraw your consent from buying a plan that's, you know, totally ridiculous with a $10,000 out-of-pocket and a couple of thousand a month, you know, premium, why pay that when you can go to something like medical cost sharing, buy a plan, a supplemental policy like Aflac, essentially, and we'll talk about that, I'm sure, later, just stop buying this stuff because it's irrelevant. Make a deal with your doctor, find a direct primary care practice, and opt out of that system if you can. The only thing these guys have to spend is money.
Well, that's a good point. Is this an education issue because people just aren't aware of the options that they do have? And like you said, they just feel scared. They just feel scared.
Yeah.
Oh, I have to do this.
Yeah, there's no question about that. They don't have doctors who have independent practices talking on TV. We don't have the money to do major campaigns. So we're not the best kept secret. And I talk about it all the time on your show, but the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons is a great clearinghouse of across the country doctors who believe in the Hippocratic Oath, who have cash-based practices, who think outside the box. And I'm talking everything from specialists to ORs, you know, surgery centers, everybody in between. You don't have to do the same thing and expect a different result. You really don't. I myself do not have health insurance. I don't believe in it. I want to have control over everything that I do for my body. I don't want anybody to tell me what to do with my body. And therefore, I joined Liberty Healthcare, full disclosure. And I added Aflac as a secondary policy. And I'm paying about $250 a month. And I'm covered up to $1 million per incident per year. I can go for medical tourism. I get paid back. God forbid I get diagnosed with anything crazy because of the supplemental policy. That's how you play the game, folks. Not doing the same thing. I mean, I love your show, Daniel, because you're actually educating people about how to take the power back. I'm a doctor. I'm a specialist. I trained in American medical schools. I'm telling you, you do not have to live this way.
There's the music. Fantastic information. Alina George is a very important voice in our country. Very important. One of the pillars of control and really sucking our wealth is the medical industry. We'll be back on the other side. We'll talk more about role of physician and Liberty HealthShare. On the other side, stay tuned. Dr. Alina George.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. We're talking to Dr. Elena George out of Atlanta there. She is not only a proficient physician, but she has had to be, I guess maybe by force, a good businesswoman and understand the pressures that are being put on all physicians out there. She is a direct representative of LibertyOnCall.org. She's one of our great sponsors, LibertyOnCall.org. We want people to have choices. We want people to have power. We want people to have independence. And so far, what we've seen from the government is just the opposite. The Obamacare was a disaster. We have seen some movement in it, but not entirely. We'll get to those stories. Dr. George, tell us about the role of physicians, how they're changing. You addressed it a little bit, but how is this whole dynamic changing because of the force by insurance companies?
You know, this is a really an insider view of what's going on, because patients have no clue when they walk into a doctor's office who's taking care of them anymore. A lot of people, you know, they say that they're doctors, and they're actually not. So the allied healthcare professionals have now become, for all intents and purposes, especially in the hospital system, the front line of care. We're talking nurse practitioners. We're talking physician assistants. And I have a show, Medicine on Call, and I had a nurse who became a doctor on my show last week, and people should listen to that because it was fascinating. And she used the example of the time it takes to train. It was like 117 hours for a nurse practitioner to train and 17,000 hours for a physician. Think about that for a second. So So when people walk into your office, or you walk into the office and they just say, you know, they just start treating you, I think it's incumbent upon the patient to ask who you are. You know, when you're in a hospital, ask who the person is who's coming in. And it's fine. If you want a nurse practitioner to treat you, I've got no problem with that. I'm all for disclosure. We don't train the same way. We don't have the same frame of reference. We don't offer the same services, to be honest. We train differently. So what the system is doing is it's pushing the system more towards an artificial intelligence, algorithm-driven, centralized system where the individual privacy, patient care is conveyor belt-driven. I have a problem with that because not everybody's the same. You and I can take the same medication, and we can have a different outcome. Pharmaceutical industry, studies that they do, that they underwrite, they don't have everybody in their studies. They may not put black people in their studies. They may not put a certain age group in their studies. No children in other studies. And they extrapolate this data to fit everybody. Well, I'm here to tell you, one-size-fits-all medicine doesn't work. It may be cool to walk into a kiosk and hook yourself up and get diagnosed by a machine, but they make mistakes. And what happens when they do? Who's liable for that? You know, physician is the centerpiece of the healthcare system. Everything falls on them. If there's a bad outcome, the insurance company doesn't bear the brunt, it's the doctor. If the nurse practitioner makes a mistake, it's the doctor. That's the person whose actual name is on, you know, the responsibility lies with that person. That's a lot. And what we're seeing now is doctors are leaving the system because they're done with somebody telling you, putting you in a constraint as to what you can do for your patient, what medicines you're allowed to give them, what services you're allowed to offer them. These things are like killing the actual doctor, physician profession. Think about being a private practice doctor, Daniel. It's the only profession where cost of doing business going up, malpractice insurance, supplies, labor, and the reimbursements have gone down every year. I can't even remember when they didn't, starting from my practice in 2001. But you have to stay open, and you have to make it work. That's how we got into this problem with allied healthcare professionals, because we needed to see more people. You couldn't see 10 or 12 anymore. You need to see 100 in order to make it work. This is what we're paying for now. We're paying for, you know, not someone not standing up and saying, I'm not going to do this. We should have done this ages ago, but we didn't. And patients should be standing up and saying, I'm not going to be treated like a piece of meat. I'm not going to do it. We have the power, Daniel, to make the difference if we stop being treated like cattle. We have the power to divorce ourselves from the system. Thank God the mandate is gone. Now there's no excuse of being held in a system that's working against you.
We're coming up on the break. Is the result of this are good doctors who basically want to help people. They don't want to deal with all this bureaucracy or all this business entanglement. Are good doctors just being pushed out? Is that what's happening?
They're being pushed out. They're committing suicide. They're closing their practices. Where, you know, that's only one side of the equation. The other side, and I think we probably take a break, but you'll be floored when I tell you the other side. It's government-driven. The lack of doctors is largely due to the government regulations, and I'm sure we'll go over it when we come back.
Yes, we're coming out of break. That's what I was going to ask you. This is almost like, it sounds like big ag, you know, big agriculture driving out the small family farm. It sounds like the same kind of dynamic. We'll be back after this 5-minute break with Elena George. More on this just important issue. LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
We're talking to Elena George, just a brilliant medical mind and also business. Unfortunately, that's you need a degree in economics to be a doctor anymore. But Dr. George is here discussing that. Would like to make you aware, one, she's our sponsor, LibertyOnCall.org, LibertyOnCall.org, to find out about the different medical health share programs. We're going to get into that, so she's going to explain that. It's very important. This is that we only have certain sponsors because of the things they bring and the quality and the information and the opportunity that they bring to you. We feel this is very important. Please consider that and consider supporting Elena. Of course, usgoldcoins.com, Andy Gauss, of course, and everything over at the Power Mall. PowerMall.com. That's how we're funded. That's how we were able to bring Elena to you. So give Jay a call, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. We have specials going on now, and our different sponsors, of course. So, Elena, I'm going to ask you, before we go any further, I got three or four, I think, important questions our audience probably wants to know, but we did an exercise, my wife and I. She came on, and I asked her to grade the medical system, the medical industry, medical profession as a whole in America. Now, in America, we spend more on health care than any nation in the world, by far. Like, the second most per capita is, like, 40% less than us. I mean, the second. I mean, we're just far and away the biggest spender, but yet we're the 37th healthiest country in the world. If you were going to grade America health system on the whole, what grade would you give it?
B minus.
Wow, that's very, wow, that's much higher than I thought you would, much higher than I would give it. Why would you say B minus?
Well, I mean, because they still have doctors like myself who still exist, who love what we do, who practice for the good of the patient, okay? And what we're seeing with the movement is trying to get rid of us. They're doing everything they can in their power to make us cower, to make us leave, to make us fall in line. And I think that most doctors have a really an entrepreneurial spirit. They have a decency about them. And this is really killing, it's sapping the energy associated with being a physician. There's only so far this pendulum's going to be able to swing, and I think it's starting to swing back. So we're seeing people graduating from medical school who want to be open up a shingle and open up their own practice and not be a third-party, take insurance, basically called a third-party free practice. They're growing. Direct primary care practices are growing. Cash-based surgery centers are growing. It's really growing leaps and bounds. And now that there's an alternative, I think you're going to see a lot of people who are just pissed, basically tired of it, starting to opt for something different, because there now is enough people who put their head out of the sand and it's not scary anymore. So I think the system is not going to survive. I think there will always be people who want to do the automated, you know, conveyor belt medicine, but they can't make us do this. That they've been doing everything, but the patients are the key. You guys need to actually find the doctors who believe this and start going to see them. Because when the hospital systems lose revenue because they're losing patients, they're going to change their tune. They're going to start to offer services. They're going to start gouging people. They're going to have to start becoming price transparent so that we can actually have some competition in the country. I mean, you're talking about how much money it costs for an American healthcare system. Most of that, 97% of that or 93% of that is corporate driven. If you walk into a hospital, it shouldn't cost you 10 times more to get a CT than it does in an independent radiology center. I mean, that's ridiculous. What are they doing? Mm. It's facility fees, which they actually make up. Because they bought so many independent doctor practices and annexed them into the hospital system, they've jacked up the cost of those doctors' practices too, because their paymaster is based on hospital rate. But honestly, an informed consumer is the antidote. If you go to jointhewedge.com or aapsonline.org, these are the clearinghouses for doctors who list their prices and give you the actual real cost. Why don't you take that number and go to the hospital or to the doctor, you know, owned hospital office and say, I know I can get it for this price. Either you need it or I go elsewhere. Trust and believe they'll meet the price. But if you don't know what's going on and they tell you, oh, it's $1,000 and it's really only $10 and you pay it, hey, shame on you. If you know that there's, or at least in the back of your mind, you know it's wrong, you need to start questioning it. You know, the system is based on artificial lack. That's what the system is based on.
Ooh, that's powerful. Before the break, I kind of compared the medical industry to big agriculture, where the small family-owned farm or large family-owned farm is being given away to big ag. They're pressuring it and taking them over. And from what you're saying, that's kind of what's going on in the medical industry. The big corporations are squeezing out decent and good and honest and helpful physicians like yourself who want to make a difference for their patients. And when you say they are forcing me out, they are pushing me, are you talking about Congress? Are you talking about the corporations? Or who is it that is exactly putting that pressure on you?
Well, the government is doing it in terms of the regulations associated with Medicaid and Medicare. I think I've told you before, if you underbill somebody under Medicare, that means you don't charge them enough. That's fraud. And you'll be sued and you'll be put out of business. And if you keep doing it, you're going to jail. That's why people stop taking Medicare.
Word.
It's not because we don't love our seniors. It's because we love our freedom. We're not interested in going to jail. So that was one thing. Then you have the insurance companies ratcheting down the reimbursement. I still have to run a business. I still have a brick and mortar. I have to pay rent, everything. And I'm getting tenth of what I used to charge or what I charge for service. The value is still the same, but they're telling me what my value's worth. And they're telling the patient what their value is. And they don't have a right to do that since they don't provide any real service. They don't treat patients. They don't make me better. They just control access and the money. If you see
and they don't even know you. And they don't even know the patients.
They don't even know the patients
to begin with.
It's all about the money.
Wow.
So let me tell you how it's a false creation of lack here. Doctor is a perfect example. I talked about half picture where people are leaving because they're so fed up. The other half are the people who just trained, graduated from medical school, and can't get into a residency because the government has decrease the number of residents artificially now. Decrease the number of residencies in the country. You graduate from medical school, you don't do residency, you cannot practice medicine. So you spent 4 years, you passed your part one of the board, you're a doctor, but you'll never practice because you can't train post medical school. I did 6 years of training, 2 years of general surgery, 4 of ENT. That's a residency. Pediatricians do, I think, three or four years, psychiatrist 3 years. If you don't do the residency, you can't be a practicing physician. So now you have the government who's artificially limited the spot. There are thousands of doctors sitting out there who are doing other things because they can't find a residency. There's your doctor shortage right there. And that's falsely created by the government. But I believe that their whole role in this is to outsource the healthcare system to allied healthcare professionals because they're cheaper, because they're compliant. It's much easier to have someone come in for an HB1 visa who's happy to be here, who will do whatever you want, than an American trained physician. So this is a system where they're changing the workforce, and this is my opinion, because they want people to be sheep and they want them to do the algorithms. They want them to do the AI because it's awesome and they won't question it. And that's all on the backs of patients, in my opinion.
So what you've told me, you've given us solutions all through this interview, and I want to get to libertyoncall.org right now. But what one of the solutions that you've told us, tell me if I'm wrong here, it's us being educated and be determined that we just don't accept whatever they're trying to feed us. We don't have to listen to everything that they say. They're not God.
No, not at all. And you have to understand the fiduciary responsibility is to the organization that pays you. So the doctor is employed by a hospital. Their fiduciary responsibility is to the hospital. If they tell you that, hey, you have to put folks in the hospice or palliative care, or now they have another euphemism, which you got to watch out for, called comfort care. Sounds awesome, but it's not. These are the things that they're now, right? Neurolinguistics is everywhere. You really have to be paying attention because it's cheaper for them to make you comfortable than it is to do the hip replacement or to do the glaucoma surgery or to do the cancer treatment. It's all about their bottom line, and it's going to get worse because the government now, coming forward, is going to decrease the reimbursements to the hospitals, and it's going to be on when they do that. That's one of the reasons you're seeing so much telemedicine, treating, you know, accountable care organizations where you don't go to the hospital, they treat you remotely because it's cheap. They want to do as much of that as they possibly can. And if you do get admitted, they want to get you in, get you out, and God forbid you have something catastrophic, even if it looks like it's catastrophic, they're putting you in comfort care. I've never seen so many young people in hospice in my entire life. This is the system, and they're going to use the computer to make the decisions. That's what AI is. It's not cool. It's Watson. And I, you know, historically, you have to know who IBM were, right? They worked with, I mean, they worked with the Nazis, didn't they? So there's a
question. They had no problem.
You know? No.
They had no problem lining up the Jews and tagging them with a number as they entered the ovens. There ain't no doubt about that. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
I know your history.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you.
It's very rare that I disagree with Dr. Elena George. I think she's a brilliant woman. When she gives the medical industry as a whole a B-, I disagree. I don't think it's that high. I think Elena George is A-plus gold standard. I think the medical industry as a whole, I would not give them that grade. Elena, let's talk about options so that we can get out of that and start going in a positive direction. LibertyOnCall.org is a fantastic alternative to everything you've described for the last 45 minutes. Let's talk about that and how people could take advantage of it.
Well, it has three different plans, Liberty, Liberty Plus, and Liberty Complete. And the lowest price point for someone under 30 starts at $107. And it will cover up to $125,000 per incident, 70% of that bill. So if you're really, you know, healthy, really young, that's something that you could really should look at. The total out of pocket per year is $500 per year. So you're not spending a lot of money per month. If you never use it or need it, you're not being gouged with $800 or a couple thousand a month just for the premium. And when you do need it, it won't be pulled away from you. It's not insurance. It is a bunch of hundreds, thousands, I should say, of self-pay patients across the country who pool their resources and cover each other's health care expenses. And the thing that people don't get is that it's accessing the cash-based side of the healthcare system, not the insurance-based side. So it's already cheaper by default. You're talking about going to independent doctor's offices or hospitals, and you know the rate for something, and this is how much we're going to pay. We're going to pay 150% of Medicare rate for an office visit, 160% for a hospitalization, 170% of Medicare for a surgery, which is a lot more than the commercial insurance actually pays. So you have an incentive if you're a doctor, hospital, any medical facility to take that, you know, so you're not getting nickel and dime by Liberty HealthShare. You're actually getting paid more than you would with the insurance company. And once that word is given, again, unlike an insurance company, they pay it. Insurance companies will play with you all day long with pre-certs, and we didn't get the claim. I can't tell you the games they play. It's amazing. You're not going to get that as a patient or a healthcare professional taking Liberty HealthShare. It is allowed in most of the states. There's a couple that don't take it based on their insurance commissioner and their own state policy. I think Pennsylvania is one of them, but I think they're working on it. But it's definitely a viable option. Even if you have Medicare, you can buy it as a supplemental policy instead of AARP, which actually worked against seniors because they were all in on the Affordable Care Act. So you can use it as a supplemental policy, whatever Medicare doesn't cover. You can use that as a strategy to pay for your hospitalization, your medications, cancer treatments that you probably wouldn't get from Medicare. So it's another option. It doesn't work for everybody, and nothing does. But if you're not happy with what you are right now, you might as well look at it. What could it hurt?
Well, let's talk about some people in different stages of their lives. You mentioned the young person under 30, relatively healthy. Let's talk about a middle-aged person with some health problems, diabetes or something like that, mm-hmm. 50 years old with diabetes, a little bit of health history. What are we looking at when it comes to Liberty On Call?
You can still join Liberty HealthShare, actually. There's even if you've had cancer in the past, but you've been cancer-free, I think it's for 3 years, but don't quote me. It could be five. I think it's three, actually. If you've been cancer-free, you're not considered to have a pre-existing in their system. So you can have a health condition, and you can still join. As a matter of fact, they'll work with you to help you get your diabetes under control, to lose the weight, to get your cholesterol down. So it's not just about taking your money. It's actually like, a system where people actually care about you. I know it sounds strange in this day and age, but Christian values are the underpinning of Liberty HealthShare. So it's about helping your neighbor. It's about doing the right thing. It's about you taking personal responsibility for your health. So if you know you're smoking, you're doing the wrong thing, this may not be the organization for you to join because your word and your honor need to mean something. And that's why people don't gouge it.
Let's talk about if you're a little bit older, senior, you're getting ready to retire, Medicare, Medicaid, that's in the mix. Let's talk about how Liberty HealthShare can facilitate that.
Well, you can buy it as a supplemental policy, so you can keep your Medicare, but you can carry a Liberty HealthShare plan. So for a single person, the lowest $125,000 per incident plan, that's the Liberty Share, $182 a month for someone over 65. I know it's pricey, but it's all about coverage, isn't it? Because if you have a supplemental policy like a Medicare Advantage, if Medicare doesn't cover it, Medicare Advantage won't cover it. So you actually get caught up in the denial system. This is separate. So when you do get, you know, God forbid, admitted, or you need to have some treatment that's not covered by Medicare, you have the option of using Liberty HealthShare instead, and they will cover you. And your total out-of-pocket for the calendar year is going to be $500, plus your 30% if you join at the Liberty Health, Liberty Share plan. If you join where I did at the Complete, once I paid my $500 out-of-pocket per year, I'm covered at 100%. I didn't want to pay anything else out-of-pocket. And if you're a senior, that plan would be $224 a month for that Complete. But that covers you up to $1 million per incident per year. So there's so many different ways to work this that you don't have to. There's not one size fits all. Let's say you didn't want to do Liberty HealthShare. I personally, if you're under 65, this is the only problem with the supplemental policies, specifically Aflac. It only covers you up to, I think, age 62 if you're individual. If you're part of a company, then it doesn't matter how old you are. But if you're under that age group, that's something that people should look at because you can buy a supplemental policy a la carte. Or tendril, eye, cancer, stroke, heart attack, hospitalization. Those are things you can buy just as a piecemeal plan. But talk about peace of mind. I bought three of those plans. And so if I ever get a diagnosis, we're going to get a check. I'm going to get a check back for $250,000, no questions asked, just based on the diagnosis. I just have to send my diagnosis, you know, what the doctor said electronically, and they will cut me a check. How easy is that? So that's
fantastic.
Something people don't ever think about. They don't know. But $50 a month for everything that I'm carrying, now I just added dental, and I need to have a crown put on. It's going to be covered. They're going to pay me $1,600 for the crown. Come on, people. This is how you do it. Not depend on the insurance company to hopefully help you. They don't care.
The web address is libertyoncall.org. Why don't you give them the best phone number to call to get information, Elena?
Sure. The best number would be 800-714-6993. And I wrote a blog. If people go to drelenagorge.com, they can read about what I was talking about during our show today. And it's really interesting, and it's something that people need to know. And they can also listen to my radio show, Medicine on Call. It runs Wednesday mornings, 9 to 10, on America's Web Radio.
That is very good. Last question quickly. Maybe this will motivate people to take action now. I've heard AI is coming. You said AI is coming. How are we talking 6 months? Are we talking a year? What are we talking about?
It's already being used in hospitals with the electronic medical record systems, you know, intelligence, clinical decision-making is what they call it. It's all right. These euphemisms.
Gotta go.
The computer driving it.
Gotta go, Elena.
Okay.
Elena, thank you so much. God bless you. And everybody, we're going to have some guest hosts the next couple of days. I got to go on a business trip, so thank you and God bless you. Bye, everybody.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.